The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, joining me now is the presenter of News Talk's Unified Mamobo Ogoro. Actually, let me give you your full title, because in January you were conferred with a PhD, so it's actually Dr. Mamobo Ogoro.
It's doctor now officially, yeah. Delighted.
And you describe Unified, which is coming back for its second series, as not just a show, you say it's a movement, which is a really powerful statement. Why a movement?
I believe it's a movement because particularly in this day and age in Ireland, we are a multicultural, multiracial, multiethnic, multi-everything society. But there are certain forces that believe otherwise. And in order to do that, in order to counter that sort of hatred, division, we need a message and a movement that sees all voices, all opinions, all identities, all perspectives in society, particularly those who are coming from underrepresented, marginalized identity. So this movement of this radio show called Unified is a show that actually can bring about all those voices in a space where we listen, learn and laugh and ultimately unify across our differences.
Did you have a personal experience at all, Mamobo, that inspired you to start this?
Yeah, no, personally, I grew up in Ireland. I grew up in County Wexford, actually. I'm a migrant. Grew up in Ireland since I was the age of 3 from Nigeria. And I had a lot of experiences where I had to really question why I was here. I didn't have the choice of being here. Had a lot of racist, a lot of xenophobic experience, a lot of LGBT homophobic experiences as well. And those really made me question this idea of belonging and what belonging actually looks like on a fundamental basis. And I actually graduated with a PhD in psychology to understand how we can understand our differences, but ultimately create a space of belonging to counter exclusion. So those experiences that I had of discrimination, essentially, allowed me to create a space, but both academically, but within this space, within this show, so we can actually understand our differences. And that's one of the best ways to actually build empathy across differences, is to hear stories. Stories is one of the most powerful tools.
You say belonging that you talk about there is more than just a feeling. You know, there has to be structures in society that ensure that people feel like they do truly belong. And you've said you were too much of a migrant, you were too black, you weren't Irish enough. All of these conflicts in your life really made you question yourself and constantly ask yourself, where do I belong? What does that feel like, Mamobo?
Ultimately, it feels like, and that's a really great question, because a lot of people in society and a lot of us have actually felt that feeling of exclusion, both based on who we are, based on how we've processed our environments that we're in, and particularly based on the identities that we hold. And those feelings of exclusion feels like tension. It feels like a lack of safety. It feels like you can't actually express who you truly are. And psychologically speaking, belonging is one of the fundamental emotions in order for us to feel like we're part of society. And if you don't have that feeling, and some of us are thinking, oh, feelings, gushy gushy, oh, that's fundamental. Usually when you're thinking like that, you usually belong. So when you don't have that feeling of belonging, then you ultimately can't participate in wider life and wider society as well. So it's fundamental that all members of Irish society experience that feeling of belonging so we can all participate.
You said there a couple of minutes ago that Ireland is becoming more multicultural, multi-ethnic. From your own experience, your own personal experience, or by doing Unified, do you think as a country we're becoming less or more accepting of diversity?
I ultimately believe we are becoming more accepting. There are dissenting voices, loud voices that are skewing the narrative, and ultimately they're painting a picture that Ireland is not as accepting as it actually is. I believe the far majority of Irish people are open, and they do believe that everybody is worthy of human dignity and respect. But unfortunately, there are dissenting voices that are trying to skew the narrative or paint the picture that Ireland isn't what it is. Ireland is a post-colonial country that has fought for the rights of and dignity of human rights, both in the country and outside of the country as well. So we need to really, really, and especially with the show of Unified, we're trying to paint the picture and say that, yes, we are a multi-ethnic, multiracial society. And this is the voice of the people that believe that we respect our human rights, and we believe that everyone is worthy of human dignity and respect.
But I wonder, do you feel like that dissenting voice that you talk about there, is it being amplified or is it actually getting louder?
I believe that it's being amplified. I believe that there are mechanisms and vehicles, personally, that are using your social media, that are using misinformation, that are using disinformation to get that message louder. And of course, you have this, let's say, majority of people that may not even know these things are happening, may be susceptible to misinformation online. And it's this majority of people that do have that underlying feeling of, yeah, let me treat everybody with fairness and respect. And they are unfortunately vulnerable to these messages online. So we could argue the case that, yes, it is growing because they are vulnerable people. But with this show, we want to actually create this message for those people that may not be on the fence or may not see these stories on their everyday basis, to be like, oh, yeah, these are just people like me. And ultimately, so we can empathize and see each other as human beings.
I want to look at some of the topics that you're examining in this series of Unified. And one of the things you question is media diversity in Ireland. Is there enough diversity in our media?
I'm going to argue that no, there's not enough, unfortunately, particularly when it comes to who is on air, who's actually the presenters and the hosts as well, as looking at it from a gender lens as well. So with this show, what we want to do is actually create more intersectional. And when I say intersectional, meaning that it doesn't have to be a black person talking about black or racism and things like that. It's just about having different voices, different identities, different experiences, and also with those different identities and experiences, talking about a whole rake of stuff, we can actually get more nuance as when it comes to media diversity in Ireland.
There's another topic that actually caught my eye, and that's looking at golf, right? And golf is, I think, widely considered a sport traditionally dominated by white men. I think there's data in the States that suggests over 70% of golfers are white. Why is it the same here in Ireland? And why did you think it was important to look at this?
Yes, a lot of people would think that, okay, why are we talking about golf? Yeah. Why is that a topic to talk about? It's because, like, you're dead right. We don't have some specific statistics in terms of Ireland, but a lot, and we had one of the contributors, Alex, who was talking about how they're diversifying golf within Ireland. And he said that specifically because there is this perception that golf is quite exclusionary, elitist. And yes, a lot of older men, white men, actually partake in this sport. But what they're trying to do in Golf Ireland is actually create a space where it's like, no, that's not actually the reality. Golf is for everybody. And they're trying to create mechanisms, whether it's funding, whether it's community activation, whether it's participation and support for those with different abilities. They're trying to create a space where golf is open for all. So the show essentially wants to really open and highlight these initiatives that show that these things are not necessarily discriminatory or exclusive. There are vehicles, mechanisms and programs that want to ensure that things like golf are inclusive for everybody.
Well, the series is called Unified. It is the second series and it is available on the Go Loud app today if anybody wants to take a listen. Momo Bogoro, thanks so much for speaking
to us. Thank you so much.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.